CFW Mobile.
In KO4HK.
Patrick, how are you doing on this fine Friday?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Work for rest.
Your day off was?
The dog at the vet in the morning. Went and checked out a doggy daycare for when we go to the beach next month. Went and picked up some waterproofing for the tent. Put up the tent in the backyard, waterproofed the whole tent. Washed the Jeep, washed the truck, washed the car, went and picked up the dog. Yeah, I'm done.
That ain't much of a day off, is it?
It's a day off. It was just off from work. And then some vendor still called. They didn't have any way to know that I was actually off.
All that stuff done on your day off or yesterday, what are you going to do this weekend?
There's supposed to be a chance of rain, but I guess I got to you tonight or tomorrow night at least pack the tent back up. I'm left it up, let it dry out real good, and I'll pack it up tonight, I guess.
Tonight, make sure it doesn't have any leaks in it.
That, as long as it wasn't a serious, serious storm, although I've had it in serious storms before while I was in it.
A canvas tent, so one of the nylon, whatever it is.
By 17. And then the whole top is, you know, a net. But it's got a great big, like a covered awning or whatever. And you can put it up by itself, and then the tent hangs off of it.
How mine is, it's got, they call it a fly that goes over top of it. With poles and stuff. We use spraying on it like a Scotch Guard waterproofing.
I had one little leak. It's got these little, on each side, it's got these like little, let's say call them closets. They stick out from the side of the tent. So on the inside, it's got little shelves that you can install to, stack your stuff up and kind of keep them out of the middle of the tent. Fishing a couple of times in town yesterday.
They're a two-man team, and they run part of it on Wednesday and part of it on Thursday. One runs a different day.
Came down 29 from 14, and then I saw him. He stopped in the median over there across from that little brewery place where the little lawnmower shops across the street.
Passing that right now. That's a fun stop for him.
Get any of that?
Yeah, did you get what I said?
No, that'd be a negative. It was a bad spot, but then there was a great big truck right beside me.
I said that's a fun stop for him. And I usually eat lunch today, and we don't talk about stuff like that, and that one's always interesting.
Up in the median, he may have been just stopped there trying to turn in, but I don't know. That looks like it's hard to get in and out of.
To the lawnmower shop, it's not too bad. That one's interesting for a different reason. But if you go into the one on the Guaranteed Tire over here on the, I guess the southbound side. Yeah, that one's a nightmare to get in and out of. I don't even try.
This weekend.
Honestly, it looks like I'm going to be crawling around her house trying to adjust the screw jacks and level it, everything back up.
A little bit.
Not mine. I guess technically it is mine. It's where the house my mom and stepdad lived in. My stepdad's still living there, but we've got a roof leak, and he's thinking that it's because the house is settling, so I'm going to have to crawl under there and look at it and see. I'm not looking forward to that.
Like a little bit of work. You guys had a couple of little earthquakes up there, what, in the last month anyway?
Yeah, Yeah. I had, I think, what, three of them in the last month and a half, 2 months?
They weren't bad, but still.
People don't realize if a large sitting on a fault line, at least that's what I've been told most of my life.
The tent was still in real good shape, but I ain't had it unfolded in probably 2 or 3 years anyway.
So what mine looks like, I ain't had it out in at least 8 years now. So ain't no telling what it looks like.
It was dry when you put it up, and it was in a secure place, you know, out of the sun, and that should be all right, right?
It's been in the house, so I doubt anything sun-wise has got to it, but you never know.
KN4 TFW. Yeah, the hard part now is that the dog, you gotta walk it. They don't want it running around for 10 days. It's like, yeah, mine's going to hit the back porch on full bore run. And then, so I had to walk her twice this morning.
Son. They don't want you to keep them calm for like, what, a week, 2 weeks, something like that. I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
8 days. And then, so she's gotta wear that little cone to keep her from licking it, you know, until her heals some. And that, so it's like, put it on, take it off, put it on, that, you know, she don't have to wear it if you're watching her.
When you're watching her, she's still going to want to do this, lick it, and that's just the dog's nature.
Good. If she heads that way and you just scold her, then she just stops.
See she now. Okay. I didn't realize she was that old then.
You'd do it. If we go to her sister's house, you know, Susan's sister's house, then, and she's in heat, then she, you know, she tries to make a mess, and then some of the doggy daycares won't let you come and stuff like that, so. She's a little pet training, pet resort out there by the battery place on 14. Wasn't too bad the price, I didn't think. KN4 TFW.
If I ever get another dog, that's one thing I'm going to have done is have it actually trained. I mean, I do a decent job at it, but I think I'm going to have it somebody professionally do it.
And she's not too bad, you know what I mean? She doesn't come if she's, you know, intent on a cat or some other kind of wildlife. But, you know, and she'll walk beside you on a leash if you want her to. Otherwise, she acts like she's a sled dog.
Mine walks pretty good on the leash now. The main one is, no matter what's going on, I want her to obey her command. That's the one that I've always struggled with getting her to do, or any dog.
That one. $30 a night for a medium-sized kennel for, you know, to board them there, which I didn't think that was too awful bad. We took a little tour, and they were bleaching down a bunch of them and washing them out and everything, so it looked pretty good.
One up 14 there by the battery place, correct? Or on up past the battery place?
Between the battery place and the, what is it, Blue Ridge Feed and Seed or something like that.
Exactly where it's at up through there, but I remember where it's at. And when I was driving through there, that one always looked like it was fairly clean and it was busy, so that's probably a good place.
A lot bigger than you think on the inside. You can even rent one for your dog with a TV and a bed in it.
That would be a negative.
It's too much TV.
Too much TV. She does watch the TV to tell what you're doing. Like, when you cut the TV off, she knows it's time to go to bed. She's gone.
a little bit late for bed. She just goes ahead and goes to turn in without me. KN4TFW.
Done that a time or two when I was sitting there trying to finish the show and it's only got like 2 or 3 minutes left. Like when it hits 11 o'clock, she knows it's time to go in here and go to this room and go to bed. So she's up dancing around whining. Let's go. Come on.
Check up blood work at the doctor's late this afternoon. And that, so I may be on around 3.
Well, I'll try to keep an ear out for you. I hadn't even been forgetting to turn the radio back up when I leave stops sometimes here this week.
Might be on 10 meters, but yeah, I never did get around to it. By the time we got everything done and that, it was just too late.
It's been, I can't remember if it was yesterday or Tuesday, but there was one day it was really open.
Pup wanted to go for a walk, and we got almost to the ball field, and it's like she just shut her down. I think she was just hurting too bad. I ended up carrying her back to the house.
That's probably so. I mean, if I had something like that done, I'd be a little tender, too. Must have got to go on his little vacation, because I ain't heard nothing out of him this week, KO4HKX.
On the vacation again?
He was talking about it last week. He was going to try to sneak away with the family for a couple of days if he could find a place to go. So maybe he found something.
I know. Susan and I want to try to do a little bit more camping. And that, like I said, we're going to the race on Mother's Day.
What you going to?
And see ya. Susan always wanted to go see a NASCAR race at Darlington, and it's always on Mother's Day, and she always had to work on Mother's Day, so the first thing she did when she decided to retire was buy tickets.
I think you're having right.
Definitely going to make it happen. And that, so it... I found a state park not far from it and made reservations months ago.
We'll be here before too much longer. What is it, 7th this year?
14th.
Birthday right around Mother's Day, so every couple years it falls on Mother's Day, so that's how I always remember when it is.
Generally, we would take the dog with us, you know, when we go camping. But, you know, being gone all day and her in a tent, I didn't think it'd work out too good.
Rip through that tent. You left her loose in there, you'd have to put her in a crate for sure. And every little noise that night's going to spook her, and she's going to be wondering what's going on out there.
We've been camping down at the beach, and you can hear the raccoons trying to get you in your cooler all night long.
In the 10th, I think it was Monday morning.
And it's in the last week or so, getting once or twice.
Listening as much as I could, because I was in the black hole. I could hear some spots and some spots I can't, so I was trying to catch what I could of it.
And we were just talking about canning up some meat.
Much on the radio about the time I was become part of the morning crews when he started going in really early, and I haven't spoke to him much.
This is KK4POT Mobile.
KN4TFW, felt your ears burning, didn't you?
KO4HKX.
My left ear was tingling a little bit. I thought, oh boy, I better turn my radio on. Crazy this week, running around all over the place this week. It's been a wild ride this week, actually. I haven't been home much at all, so I'm looking forward to hopefully relaxing a little bit this weekend. How about you guys?
This week's been a little slow for me. I don't know what it is. Just that time of year, I guess. But other than that, been doing good, just a little slow, enjoying the weather.
nut. Yeah, our shop's been slow this week. But that makes it crazy on my end because I'm, you know, calling everybody that I know, trying to check up on their stuff, make sure we're keeping up on their maintenance and that kind of stuff, see what we can do for them. So you see a bunch of other shops that are have been slowed down this week?
Quite a few of them slowed down this week. So hopefully it's just a spring break thing and everybody's recovering from that and move on next week.
That it should be, it's about the time of the year that we flip the switch back into you know, full-blown craziness. Summertime's always our busiest time, winter's the slower time, so it's about time for that switch to be flipped. So I'm hoping that'll happen soon.
Typically the summertime slows down a little bit for me because everybody's going on vacations and kids are out of school, so they're trying to find something to do with them, so it eats up their discretionary funds.
You see that on the tool side of stuff for sure. Yeah, that vacation thing, that's always, it's always a juggle for us because we usually have our most of our work we have during the summer, but it's just like you say, you know, everybody's taking vacations because kids are out of school and stuff, so our techs are in and out on that kind of stuff, so it's always the hardest time to juggle everything.
Well, go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
Working on the Fabri-Cal trucks now that they got bought out?
We do the trailers. So the ones that Fabri-Cal actually owns, like those FK trailers, you know, we do those. I haven't seen one in, I don't know, a minute or two.
Bought out here maybe 5 or 6 months ago.
I remember the guy saying something about that. But they had several that were just, you know, they were pretty old and they were pretty beat up. And, you know, they kind of just got to the point where, you know, what we normally would deal with is the damaged stuff. So if somebody damaged one of those trailers, we were taking care of those issues on the body side of stuff. And some of them kind of got some substantial damage to them, and it just wasn't worth fixing them. So they were kind of phasing several of them out. So, and that might be just because they got bought out too, not worth spending the money.
KN4GFW.
And giving Jason a hard time when he comes in there?
Dad, I was trying to maneuver here. I missed that last one. Go again.
Asking if you were giving Jason a hard time when he comes in there.
Plenty of hard time when they come in there. We are an equal opportunity employer.
Jason's a good one. He's crazy.
He was there yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Wednesday's when he comes by there. He and I usually eat lunch up together on Wednesday, and he's always got something going on.
Well, I went to neighborhood. What's an equal opportunity employer? That sounds like a lie that every employer uses. What a red flag. Anyway, good morning, everybody. N4DME.
KO4HKX, how are you doing?
Wake up, both of us know, but not just sitting here playing radio and checking my phone, seeing what I missed.
N4TFW, name's Ken.
N4POT, the name's Tim, and yeah, you're right. If anybody feeds you that equal opportunity employment stuff, that is a red flag.
Let me tell you, you know, it used to mean something back in the day, but now it's just a bunch of hogwash. Y'all carry on. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good day and a good morning, and be careful out there. N4DME.
Morning, Paul. KO4HGX. Take care.
KN4TFW.
It's KK4POT.
What have you been up to other than working?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Everything. Everything. It's been a wild ride for a little bit. Work's just been, that's been taking up a ton of time lately. But, Mike's father-in-law and mother-in-law are both, at end of life, and they're both in hospice care, which his mother-in-law is actually at his house right now. His father-in-law, he lives in Colorado, so, Shelley was out there for a week. She just got back this week, and, they're dealing with his mother-in-law there at the house, and it's just, my wife's been over there helping. My sister-in-law, she's been over there a bunch. She put in some serious time this past week helping out over there while Shelley was gone, and it's just been a wild ride, just kind of all over the place, bouncing around to see what we can do to help.
To hear that, but I'm glad to hear the family pulling together to take care of it. That's always a good thing.
It's the least we can do, They raised us, so we'll help them out here for sure. What's been up to?
Skin, and then I bought a skid steer, so I've been trying to get it everything squared away on it so I can get started on my property. I was wanting to do that this weekend, but now I've got to go to my stepdad's house and see what's going on there, so I'm going to have to do that, put it off another week.
After that, what kind of skid steer did you get?
The 2001, I believe it is, Cat 267 track loader.
Cool. Yeah, that is worth its weight in gold when you're working land.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't get nobody else to do anything. I've tried and tried and tried, and all I get, no calls back. I'll be there, and then they never show up, so I'm just tired of dealing with it.
Man, that's sad. I tell you what, finding any type of customer service right now is just, it's like it's gone. It's like it's extinct.
Able to get our Bobcat back. It was like $11,000 to replace the fuel system.
Oh, man. What is it, a cat as well? Or you said Bobcat, but where did you have that worked on? Did you take it to Blanchard or something?
And then trying to get parts too, I can imagine that's expensive.
Yeah, sorry about that. Go again.
I was just saying, I can imagine it being that expensive, as hard as they are to work on. Because it's tight in there. I just put some hoses on, and man alive.
Here's Tim. Yeah, we took it over to, I think, Bobcat to Spartanburg with the only people that would touch it. Blanchard wouldn't touch it.
Good deal. I'm fixing to hit my dead zone, so I'll be out for a minute or two. I'll be back. KK4 POT.
Hi, Tim. I'll probably still be around for a little bit waiting on the guys to get here. So, go ahead, Ken.
Bobcat Spartanburg was the vendor, so you had to get them all set up and everything to get it fixed. And it just took, man, it took forever. I bet it was at the shop a month.
Non parts, most of that.
Not the fuel system. Must have been clogged up or something. And, it would sit there and idle, but if you used it too much, then it would cut itself out.
Injection pump or transfer pump causing a problem, and like I said, waiting on that stuff to get in is probably a pretty big deal anymore.
They replaced all the tubing and everything.
To the injection pump contaminated the system with metal shavings, and then they had to replace the whole system, injectors, lines, all of it.
I heard you passed on a double yellow.
Don't mean anything anymore.
But I saw one in the paper the other day. The police officer pulled the lady over. She was doing a 130 and a 70. She was late for work.
Going to work. I've got to give her that. KK4 POT.
You can see it, Tim. At least she was on her way.
I need to get her number. I can offer her a job.
If that's up for an interview, you better hire him, right?
But the customers I've been dealing with, they tell them, hey, yeah, come on in, and then they never show up, never come back.
I'll do some work.
Thing here.
Here is getting somebody that could pass a background check that wants to work.
More than anything is, I'm on both sides of the fence. I have customers that come on a truck, hey, you know anywhere hiring? And I'm like, yeah, go here, talk to this, yeah, that kind of thing. And then they never initiate the contact or anything like that. And I'll tell the other guy, hey, this guy's going to be calling. Never. I've not had one of them initiate the contact. All they do is whine and complain and say, oh, I want a job, I want to get out of here. And then they never do.
That in and of itself is too much work.
In the parking lot. I'm on State 73. You guys have an awesome day. And be safe out there. Maybe I can catch you guys this afternoon. KN4 TSW.
And have a great day. KO4 HKX.
Again, good timing because I'm pulling up too. So you guys have a good one. Stay safe out there. Enjoy the day. KK4 POT.
Stu, Tim. And have a great day. Good to hear you again. KO4 HKX.